You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Welcome to my house. The house of post-traumatic winning. Yeah, I just spent some time with somebody from the office of the chaplain of the Marine Corps. Hey, what's this all about? Hey, you better get on board, man. The train's leaving. And you probably want to be, there's two seats, right? This is a John Ripley quote. There's two seats on the post-traumatic winning train. On it and under it. I love that quote. John Ripley. His son, in his in the eulogy that he did for his father, busted out like the John Ripley quotes. So, yeah. Yeah, so chaplain of the Marine Corps. 1st Marine Division. So, anyway, pretty cool. It hasn't always been cool to be me, but it's pretty cool to be me right now. So, anyway, on this, Wednesday morning here, the, welcome to my house. How about the president last night? Right? So I turn on the speech, I'm working, I turn on the speech, like, all right, here we go. It's like, you know when you're afraid to peek outside or you like to peek around the corner of a room, like, oh, what's going to happen tonight? And I would say the biggest thing is that he didn't, first of all, there was no disasters, right? There was no disasters in the speech, which is, let me tell you, which is no small thing, man. Right? The first premise is, do no harm. That's a 1st Marine Division one. Yeah. Going through Iraq. First, do no harm. We come in peace. Welcome to my house. So yeah, first do no harm, which is, he did that last night. He didn't do any harm, which is odd for his speech giving. So that was good. And then, he did that, and then you know the stuff he laid out was pretty moderate stuff, right? Was pretty moderate stuff. So I mean, if you're a Trump fan, it was like, whew, we dodged that bullet. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, but come on, that's not a small feat. Bullet dodging is not a small feat. So and then you saw the reactions afterwards, right? And the reactions were pretty positive about the speech. Who knew? So, and really, I think by taking the tack that he's taken, right, he dumps the charcoal in the lap of the Democrats, right? Headlines. CBS poll. 76% approve of the speech. What? What? Headline, poll stunners, both CBS and CNN polls. 76% of viewers approve of President Trump's State of the Union speech. CBS, 72% approve his immigration idea. Okay, see that 24%? So 76%, this is CBS poll, approve. 24% disapprove. That 24% are the 24% of Democrats and liberals that if he said the sun will rise in the east today would disagree with him. All right? Which is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. You don't see stuff like that. So I think that what he took was he trying to govern as a moderate, right? CNN had a poll that said this. This is CNN. 59% were very positive about the speech. 59%. He polls at 48 nationally view him in a positive light. 59% saw the speech as positive, right? 17%, right? So that's a total of 76% saw it as somewhat positive. So 76% of the people that responded to the CNN poll or whether it's part of their group said, yeah, I thought it was a good, was positive. What? Yeah, did I hit my head? What happened? This stuff is hilarious. So anyway, so again, I was cringing yesterday. Turns out, no need to cringe, Mac. No need to cringe. Peggy Noonan. This has been a deeply adept speech in terms of policy. Peggy Noonan is like a Reagan-era commentator, right? I think longtime writer for what? The Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post? One of those two. She is a conservative Wall Street Journal columnist and author of 9 books on U.S. politics and culture. So, Peggy Noonan. So, she's very bright, you know, very well-spoken and articulate woman. This has been a deeply adept speech in terms of policy. He cut to the muscle on legal and illegal immigration, on abortion and infanticide, on foreign wars. His vow on socialism will be remembered. Great heroes in the balcony, a real American panoply. She goes on. And he was good-natured with the white jackets, who I see some on Twitter are calling the straight jackets. AOC had a rare bad night, looking not spirited, which is that Cortez lady, right? Had a rare bad night, looking not spirited, warm and original as usual, but sullen, teenaged, and at a loss. Yeah, she has become, I mean, an incredibly polarizing figure in American politics. First of all, she gets as much coverage as the president, right? So I don't know, why is that? Why does she get so much coverage? Because of her crazy ideas? Well, a lot of people have crazy ideas, but she's an attractive woman. Is it because she's an attractive woman? Right? Is it because she's a socialist? Is it because she's a combination of two? But all I know, man, is for a freshman congressperson, right? She's a little bit different. The speech, right? The speech, pretty, you know, amazing. Pretty amazing. So you kind of scour the media headlines. Reporter stunned by State of the Union's appeal to both sides. Several veteran White House reporters noted to their surprise that President Donald Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday evening won applause from Democrats as well as Republicans. John Roberts, the chief White House correspondent for Fox News, who is often skeptical of the president. And I'll tell you, I like John Roberts. But, I mean, how are you not skeptical of the president? Come on. Like, what are you going to be crazy today? Was stunned at the reaction Trump evoked from Democrats despite the confrontational mood in Washington, D.C. He tweets this. Well, that was an interesting series of moments. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. So, anywho, anyway, as somebody who, you know, you have to recognize greatness when you see it. So, you know, the question is, you know, how does he govern? He is not a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. Remember, he grew up as a Manhattan liberal. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, he's been 2 years in office. The Mueller thing is evidently about to wind down. So it'll be interesting to see how D. Trump how he governs. You know, if he governs towards the center and appeals to, because I will tell you Nancy Pelosi's problem, right? She got reelected, and there's people that are giving there's newly elected Democrats that are giving her a chance. And they're giving her a chance, but they were elected to not do the same things that people have seen because people around the country are frustrated with this crap, right? So it's like, okay, we're going to give you a chance, right? But in that chance, you've got to recognize how we got elected. And we did not get elected to come here and drink your Kool-Aid and be part of this dance that you've been dancing for now, you know, decades. We came here to be different, to be problem solvers. That's what the American people want. So when Trump extends his hand to them, right, that's a threat to her. And, I mean, she won the stare down in early January with the shutdown. So congratulations, Ms. Pelosi. Now the question is, so are you going to deliver? And I think he puts her in a very difficult place by taking the tack that he took last night, which appeals to the majority of Americans. Okay? And so it was. So again, I think it's interesting. Interesting stuff. Because again, when you talk to most people about the border, you know, most people are not with Ann Coulter, right? Right? Line up the buses, get them out of here. Yeah, that probably not happening, Ann. Sorry about that, sweetheart. So, most people are pretty common sense about it. You know? Yeah, I know. They're here. Okay, so does this sound unreasonable to you? Right? And you can hear, like, the people that say, out of my cold, dead hand, right, will be saying, not in a million years. But everybody else will be saying, yeah, can we get beyond that? And that is this deal. Secure the southern border. So whether that means a barrier or a wall or more agents or whatever you have to do, do it. Okay, so we don't have to deal with this crap again. Once you do that, the Dreamers get a path to citizenship. Their parents, whose first act was a felony in the country by sneaking in, right? Okay, they're going to have a legal status here, right? They're going to plead guilty to whatever crime we decide it was. They're going to plead guilty to that, but as long as they keep their nose clean and are hardworking Americans, then they can stay in this country. And as a nation, we'll move beyond this. Okay? We'll move beyond this. We can't do that to add millions to the Democratic rolls. Really? If a Republican president does that? Do you not know how conservative the Hispanic culture is? Okay, so again, I think so. Is that a bad deal? Yes, out of my cold, dead hand. I'm not talking to you, okay? Go stand in the corner, okay, and put your nose against the wall and don't speak again for another hour or longer. So anyway, I thought it's interesting because, again, I think she's under pressure and the more he speaks to, you know, moderate Democrats, the more he puts her in a difficult place. And I think last night certainly was a speech that dealt with the things that unite us as opposed to the things that divide us. So, having said that, congratulations to the president on that. What are we doing today here on the program? We're going to be joined today by Mike Regner, Major General of the United States Marine Corps. He is the director of the Marine Corps expos that happen. And so he is going to come on at about 8 o'clock. And then I don't really know what we're doing after that. Okay, I have to give it some thought. And so you'll hear him. And what was I doing? Well, early this morning, I spoke to the chaplain's office of the Marine Corps, and they said, "Hey, do you have time tomorrow morning?" I said, "Well, I got to do my show." And they said, "Okay, well, what about?" And I said, "No, I'm doing my show. How about earlier than that, 6 o'clock in the morning?" So I've been talking about post-traumatic winning with the chaplain, and they're like, "Oh, we've been talking about some of this stuff, but you're beyond us." I'm like, "Yeah, that's right, man. Welcome to the deep end of the pool. Welcome to the deep end of the pool, bro." And no, but you know, it's like I said. I mean, it's very cool to be able to have these discussions. And so he asked me about, well, can you in kind of short order, can you tell me what it is? And I said, "Yeah, I can." You ready for this? In a sentence. It is the truth about living with trauma. It is empowering, and it is transformational. Bing! And you know what? It's every bit of that and more. So, so for the last hour before I came on the radio, I was talking to the chaplain's office, making them smart about life. Exactly. The long arm of All Marine Radio being cast over the world. And it is. That's the coolest part. That's the coolest part. I'm not joking about that. Yeah, how about that? And you were here when it started. Let's go figure. But yeah, like I said, it's pretty cool to be me right now. And just, you know, to help people, you know. So, and again, it's fun to talk to people about it. That's the other thing that's awfully fun. And to hear them begin to understand it and connect the dots and go, "Whoa, this is incredible." Yeah, it is incredible. So, already a fun morning. And then this evening, I go down to a dinner, I think, at the Camp Pendleton. The Marine Expo, where I will actually give post-traumatic winning tomorrow, or a version of it. Josh not going to be there, and neither is Mike. So I will endeavor to cover the bases myself, which I'm more than capable of doing, I might add. But not as much fun without them. So I'll do about a 90-minute version of it. And so we'll see. We'll see about that. So, yeah, so the program on Thursday and Friday will come live from the Camp Pendleton and the Marine West Expo. Pretty cool. Some of the guests last night, those World War II veterans. How about the one dude? He came booming to his feet. Love that stuff, right? Right. And then the one guy who they sang happy birthday to. That was the coolest moment of the whole thing. When they sang happy birthday, and he said, and then he yells, "Thank you." Awesome. So, anyway, good morning to you on this Wednesday. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. this dedicated to the President of the United States. Well done, son. Well done. Keep up the good work. Solve a problem or two. All right? Make life better. That's what you got hired for. So hopefully he'll do that. But wouldn't it be interesting and cool if our Congress, instead of just fighting over stupid stuff, if they actually solve problems? Wow. What a novel idea.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
it isn't everything. It's the only thing. Vince Lombardi. All right. Time to check the weather. Currently, clouds at 52 in Quantico. Sunny at 66 at Camp Lejeune. Getting warm. Texas, man. What's up with that place? Where is it getting its heat? It's not from California, I can tell you that. Clouds and 69 degrees already, for God's sakes. 29 Palms, sun and 33. Is that the cold spot of the country? What the hell? Kent Pendleton, sun and 34. Okinawa, dark cloudy and 67. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it is dark cloudy and 58. What the hell? Cold in Afghanistan, though. Yeah, gets cold there. Go figure, right? Yeah, it's just like the California desert. Clear, dark, and 43 degrees in the Helmand province of Afghanistan. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is partly sunny and 40 degrees. Looking for a high of 58. Sunny and 62 tomorrow, though. And then mostly sunny and 62 on Friday. No mention of rain in the forecast. It has been raining for like a month here. Yeah, drought? Not so much. Yeah, we need a little drought right now. Get all this water out of here. All right, we're going to take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. We'll check some news headlines. Mike Regner going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll take a break, and Alex Hetherington is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Marine West Expo, so we'll do that as we head to the 8 o'clock hour. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.